Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
a miracle.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my broken head.
you, Lord. For the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell us.
Come on, come on. Let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God this morning for keeping you. Amen. Thank God for remembering us on today. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You didn't have to do it, Heavenly Father, but you did, and we thank you. Let us pray before we enter in. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come this morning. Oh, Lord, we come, oh, God, with all faith, believing, oh, God, on one accord, oh, God, for a mighty move in our lives and the life of your children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will out of the love that you place in our hearts with you, Lord God. Lord, creating us a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart, a white heart, a repentant in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind. Lord, that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible, but with man the flesh they shall fall short of your glory. Oh, Father God, help us on today. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, Lord God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you're going to restore our soul, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We had a thousand tons of peace. We still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. And Father God, we come this morning. Hallelujah. That we may be changed. Amen. So, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will open up the channels of our spirit right now so that we can receive right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Lead us in prayer right now, that we may hear from our Heavenly Father, receive divine direction and instructions for this day and all the days of our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we humble ourselves this morning under your mighty hand, that we may be delivered from all that is not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you through the blood and the cross. Amen. You have created within us a clean heart, and we thank you, oh God. We choose to and abide in the spirit of truth right now so that we are in continuous state of fellowship and worship with you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelmingly desires, yea, even pines for the cause of the Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry, O God. Let that fire that heavenly increase in each of us right now. Uphold us with thy free spirit, O God. And let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken up away right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in any of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth, fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Create us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Amen. Through your spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go throughout this day, and make our lives be a living sacrifice, a sweet savory aroma, that you would be glorified, honored in our lives. Hallelujah. Be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We thank you that you loved us, that you sent your only begotten Son to save us, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We come to you in love and admiration of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us right now, that the mind of Christ arise within each of us right now, over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you. We ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Allah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name that you will release your warring angels to war against any spirits divine in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. And we decree and declare our faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we thank you for answering prayers this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. Amen. For your words and for their two or more gathered in your name, touching in the ground that you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. For every prayer petition of a go forth this morning, oh God, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would answer speedily in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough on this morning, oh God, in our healing, in our deliverance, oh God, hallowed in every area of our lives and those on whom we pray for today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the life of our children, in the life of our spouses, in the life of our mothers and brothers and sisters, our fathers, amen, our friends and loved ones, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, because we pray for those that are standing on our prayer that all be saved, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Lord, we ask, oh God, in this hour, oh God, that you will call them nigh unto you this day, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Help us on today. Let peace reign over us right now, oh God. Oh Lord, help us increase our faith right now to receive a miracle, God. Lord, help us with our unbelief, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we bless the name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, you say that we confess our sins. You're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. Father, wrinkle and blemish free right now. Totally blameless from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet at the intrinsic and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we thank you for our forgiveness of today. And we render forgiveness to those who have hurt us, abandoned us, mistreated us, lied on us, lied to us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And it's our prayer, hallelujah, that they too come to know Christ Jesus and be saved, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you help them all today, oh God, to turn from their simple practices and evil doors of this world, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We force out and we drive out and cast out Satan and all foul, wicked demon, torment, lying, hindering, seducing, perverse, unclean spirits, any evil strong man, any religion that controlling spirits, all familiar spirits, any spirits contrary to the Holy Spirit, spirits of sickness, disease, infirmity, infection, pain, trauma, stock aches, arthritis, crippling, arthritis, anxiety, abuse, and anxiety, any spirits contrary to divine health along with their affection, side effects, and things out of our spirit,
our mind, our will, our emotions, our ego, libido, imagination, thoughts, and all subconscious areas, and any physical beings, every object on us, amen, our homes, our cars, lands, properties, our animals, vehicles, and workplaces right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to bind and cast these evil things into the abyss, deaf, dumb, blind, mute, and unable to gesture, keep them there, hallelujah, until they are judged and thrown into the lake of fire, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this deliverance right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, oh Lord, bless us, oh God, and those in our family that are going and coming on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, those of us that are traveling around this morning, or will be traveling this day, oh God, let us receive traveling grace and mercy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdown, no tickets, no promos, no accidents, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bring the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation that we may take on today. We bring the blood of Jesus Christ in it, around and about it, over it, hallelujah, every road, street, highway, highway, seaway, building, place, our home, everywhere our feet may tread. We bring the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we declare the grab the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn, and we thank you for it, Lord. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, we say thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we enter in this morning, oh God. Let us receive revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word this morning that will go forth. Let it take root in us, Father God, and be engraved on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds straight on you. Lord, we thank you right now that we can receive knowledge and wisdom that come from you, O God, of your words, so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. We thank you, Lord. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that all is well with us. We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise. Let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's enter in. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. Glory to your name, God. We lift our hands up to you, O Lord. Hallelujah. So that we can receive from you right now, this hour, Father God. We receive your blessing, your favor, O God. We receive healing and deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know that you can do all things, for you are God and God alone. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome, welcome. Good morning. Welcome, welcome this morning as we enter in. We thank God for everyone that's on the line this morning.
Amen.
I see we have Ms. Padilla. Good morning, Mama. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
We thank God all of us. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank God. Amen. Minister Lorraine Green, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Amen. I'm doing good. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. I receive the blessing of the Lord. Amen. 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 So we're going to go ahead and have our scripture reading, and then after we have our scripture reading and breakdown, we'll take our prayer petition this morning. I thank you both for joining me this beautiful morning that the Lord has made and given us once again to be here in the land of the living again, and just being grateful and just being in the place of thanksgiving, you know, being grateful in that place and trusting God. Oh, my God. So much could happen. So much has happened. Amen. But God. And so just going to stay in that place of gratefulness. Amen. Just thanking God. This morning, our scripture is going to come out the book of Romans, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm coming up the New King James Version. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, says, I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the scriptures this morning. Amen. I was reading it this morning with my devotion, and so I wanted to be able to share this so that we understand and know that each day we are supposed to renew our mind. Amen. Not being conformed to this world. And just giving a scripture breakdown, I understand a little bit more. Back in the Old Testament, when sacrificing an animal according to God's law, a priest would kill the animal and cut it in pieces and place it on the altar. Sacrifice was important, but even in the Old Testament, God made it clear that obedience from the heart was much more important. So God wants us to offer ourselves, not animals, as living sacrifices, daily laying aside our own desires to follow him. That means putting all our energy and resources at his disposal and trusting him to guide us. Amen. We do this out of gratitude that our sins have been forgiven. Amen. So God is good. He's better than good. God has, you know, he's acceptable and perfect, and perfect plans. He has perfect plans for his children. We are his children. He wants us to be transformed people with renewed minds, living to honor and obey him. So because he wants only what is best for us as his children, and because he gave his son to make our new lives possible, we should joyfully give ourselves as a living sacrifices for his service. Amen. Christians are called to not be conformed to this world with its behavior and customs that are usually selfish and often corrupting. See, many Christians wisely decide that much worldly behavior is off limits for them. So our refusal to conform to this world values, however, must go even deeper than the level of behavior and customs. It must be firmly planted in our minds, be transformed by the renewing of our mind. It is possible to avoid most worldly customs and still be proud, covetous, selfish, stubborn, and arrogant. Only when the Holy Spirit renews, re-educates us, and redirects our minds are we truly transformed. Amen. That's when we truly transform through the Holy Spirit of the living God that God has sent to all that believe. Amen. Being transformed. You know, willing. You know, I always pray a prayer, you know, giving my will over to God. Let God's will be done, you know, in my life daily. And just asking God to help me with it, help me in my walk, you know. And so, amen. We thank God. So may God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It's my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. 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 At this time, we'll take our prayer petition. We'll start with you, Sister Dylan. God bless you again. Go ahead.
Good morning again, everybody online.
Good morning.
My prayers are for healing of the situation going on in my body. The knowing and unknowing.
Yes.
Pray for healing.
My Lord, my Lord.
Pray for your strength and Brother Green's strength on the line and whatever his heart desires. That the Lord give it to him, all of us. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We touch and agree this morning. We trust you, Father God, for
We trust you for us, healing for your daughter. Lord, we pray in Jesus Christ's mighty name as we come, oh God, according to your word. We declare and declare your word this morning. Amen. I want to call that by the stripes of Jesus that your daughter is healed, that we are healed. Any sickness or anything that we are dealing with in our body, oh God. Lord, it did not, we know that it did not come from you, Lord God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, hallelujah, that let healing spring forth speedily in the body of your daughter. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God, in the life of your daughter. Lord, deliver, oh God, from that that is calling, causing her to be sick, causing her to be in pain, causing her to be discomfort, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let deliverance take place right now. Anything that is not of you, oh God, any openings, oh God, that the enemy has been working in her life, oh God, let it be closed right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the grand victory over you right now. Hallelujah. Over up our faith, we declare the grand that it is somewhere, it shall be the other way. Oh, we pray the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. We dip your full mind, body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus Christ. And anything that attaches itself to you, on you, or in you, we declare the crown of the blood of Jesus Christ as destroyed right now. My Lord, my God, we declare the crown right now. Great testimony of healing. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Well, let that be a breakthrough, oh God. Breakthrough with a healing, oh God. Let healing break forth in our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of them. Oh, help them, oh God, to hear from you, oh God. Hallelujah, to hear from you, oh God. Not any other voice. We silence the voice. We silence the mouth of the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that is speaking evil in our life, that is speaking destruction, that is speaking death right now. We command you to shut up, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we declare the crown victory. We declare the crown. We call you blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we call you healed. We call you delivered. We call you set free. We call you favored by God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus.
Thank you.
Touch her right now, Father God. Let her heart be with the rhythm of life, oh God. Oh, speak to the bread of today, oh God. For we know that life of the flesh is in the bread, oh God. Purify, sanctify the bread that runs to our body, oh God, right now. If anything that hallelujah is causing a sickness, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for restoration this morning. Lord, restore to the days where you go, God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every nerve, every bone in our body right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Lord, we love you. We decree and declare. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, even when she goes to the doctor, oh God, we decree and declare that you've already worked it out, oh God. We decree and declare that every breath card has been dissolved. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. We decree and declare turn around this morning because you are God. Turn around, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, you want Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, who heals up. Heal right now, God. We cry out this morning, oh God, for healing for your daughter.
Yeah, I do, Lord.
We always say, Lord, I just cry out, oh God, that you deliver them out of all their troubles, oh Lord. And we cry out this morning for your daughter. We lift up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare that you shall live and not die and proclaim the good news of the Lord, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all of us will know good news, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus And it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank
God bless you, Mama. God keep you receiving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hold on to it. It's yours. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Ron Green, God bless you once again. Go ahead.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. I'm just praying and asking God for you to touch and agree with me that I'm going on Wednesday to do blood work. It's a follow-up. About 6 or 7 months ago, you're trying to tell me I got that I could have high blood pressure and trying to say I didn't die, baby. I don't claim that. I don't claim that. I don't claim that. I'm believing God for a clean bill of health when I go take the, do the blood test on Wednesday.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We bless your name. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come this morning on one accord with all faith, believing, oh God, with your Son, with combined faith. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you go before your Son, oh God, how to prepare the way, oh God. We just want to say thank you that you already said in your word that it is already done, oh God, that he is healed, he is delivered, he is blessed, he is healthy, he is strong. We're speaking in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, that you that gave us the power and authority that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we declare the right now, no high blood pressure. We've got no sugar diabetes, no lack. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. We decree the blood that flows through his veins is the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, that it's purified and sanctified with the blood of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you, oh God, for a good bill of health for your Son. Amen. Lord, we believe your report. Amen. That's the report of man, that your report. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not allow the evil one to speak any evil into our lives. So we silence the mouth of the evil speaker right there in front of his life, amen, that they will speak no evil. We declare in the cloud, hallelujah, that all things are working together for the good of his life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we declare in the cloud, hallelujah, on the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be condemned, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We take the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we declare the God that you're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you continue to strengthen him, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless and that continue to bless his flow in his life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your goodness, oh God. Hallelujah, that flows in his life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for turnaround, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we ask you to continue to bless his wife, oh God, and all that he has. All that he put his hands to do for you, oh God, let it be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we declare and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, yes. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank God this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just in a place of gratefulness. Amen. With all gratitude. God bless you, Minister Green. We thank God for you. Really do. Amen. And I'm going to... my prayer petition today, I want to lift up my husband. I'm really asking God to work on him and in him in a major way. I'm praying for his deliverance. Amen. I'm praying for the peace of the Lord to reign in him and over him. And I'm praying that the mind of Christ will arise and operate in him all day, every day. Amen. Hallelujah. For the protection of my children and their healing. And God will continue to bless our children. Amen. And I want to leave that. I'm trying to see who there is. Sister Sharon Gordon, her husband, is going into the hospital today, a doctor. So I want to pray that God will meet him right there. Amen. And that God will touch the situation and turn it all around for his goodness. We're praying his healing and deliverance and the peace of his wife, that God will give her strength, amen, to continue on, keep it all in the faith and have faith in God to do it, that she will not worry, amen,
So we thank God. I thank God will strengthen me, and I pray that God will open up doors of it, doors of blessings and favor for my life to walk into, that God will continue to pour into me great and mighty and use and mighty in ministry. Hallelujah. And I'm praying for a time of fasting. In the beginning, God had me fast for 40 days, and I was able to come aside, and I'm such a glorious time. I'm trusting God to be able to have that time again in His presence. In the beginning, and I just thank God this morning, and I declare and declare by faith that it is so, as we come together on one accord this morning, that God is already answering while we're praying. He's already working it out for our good. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, we're going to pray, we're going to declare and declare over our lives this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of us are dealing with, whether we tell anyone we're dealing with ache, pain, or discomfort, and sometimes we don't want to keep having to say the same thing over and over because we feel like people get tired of hearing that we're going through, but it doesn't mean we're not going through it. And so I want to decree and declare over our life, hallelujah, that we are healed, that we are blessed. And I'm trusting God for deliverance, you know, deliverance, and I'm trusting God for healing. So whatever it is that is keeping us in that place, that God will move us from that place to a place where we are healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and enter in the prayer this morning. And just, Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We want to say thank you, Lord. If we've done any murmuring or complaining, Lord, forgive us, Lord God, because you've already done enough. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let us enter in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come, oh God, we cry out this morning, Father God. We cry out this morning to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We cry out to you this morning, Lord God. But Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, not that we don't believe, Lord, we trust you for all things, oh God. But Lord, we're asking this day, oh God, let deliverance come, oh God. Lord, let healing come, oh God, to our bodies, oh God. Shoot to our bones in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we cry out this morning, oh God. Lord, that you have helped us on today, oh God. What goes in our family, Father God? Lord, we need your help, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Father God, what is it that you have for us to do, oh God? And we shall be obedient, oh God, to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we bless your name this morning.
Bless your name, Father.
Father God, we need you. We need you right now, oh God. We need you, oh God, every day, every second, every hour. I mean, we need you, Lord God. Our children need you. Our mothers and brothers and sisters, our fathers, hallelujah, our loved ones. We need you, Lord God. Help us on today, Lord.
Good.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to give us right now, those in our family, divine healing right now in every area of our life, our spirit, our mind, our will, our emotions, and our physical being, in accordance to your divine plan and order for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive your divine healing and wholeness and newness of life right now by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask for us to receive beauty for ashes and all the joyful morning. The moment of praise to the hallelujah for the spirit of heaven, for we are the trees of righteousness, the plant of the Lord our God, that you may be glorified in Jesus Christ's mighty name, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, hallelujah, we pray with thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and everyone we pray for today, according to John 16:23, the manifestation of every miracle, every healing that you have given to us, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in each of our bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us with your anointing, your glory, and tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release and flow in our inner man, with rivers of living water springing up soft abundantly, with life in abundance. Fill us to overflow with your favor, compassion, and love, your wisdom and understanding. Anoint us to hear your voice, and not that of a stranger. Call us to clearly discern your voice, or that of a stranger, O Lord. Give us your eyes to see spiritually and a heart to understand. Hallelujah. Be led by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and obedient to do your will. Fill us with your gifts, your anointings, and blessings, and all that you have for us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to anoint us and pour out your anointing on us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your anointing is upon us right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, hallelujah, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to do all these things. Hallelujah. And let your love so greatly shine through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And to others, oh God, as an act of worship to you.
Thank
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we bless your name this morning.
Yes,
have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We give it all over to you right now, God, withholding nothing. We take our hands off, oh God, that you may have your way, oh God. We get out the way, oh God. Lord, have your way right now, Father God. We praise you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you would fill this temple of yours with as much of God of glory as possible. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name that you would purge the wicked out the land of God so that we, your children, we live in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask according to Isaiah 22 and 22 to open the gates of heaven above us and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we will be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask that we will be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny and your will for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we put on us right now the full armor of God. Hallelujah. And we declare in the crowd that we are coming from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. And we take, hallelujah, the shield of faith. And we quench every fire with the of the enemy. May it be consumed with all fire with the may the works of the enemy burned up and away right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, concerning us and those of our family, all that we love, amen, and connected to, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we shatter all ties with the enemy right now. Anything that attacks ourselves towards control us, we cut ourselves loose right now. And those of our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we declare in the cup that we are free, and we are free indeed, amen.
Lord.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, your word says your anointing breaks and destroys all yokes of bondage. So we ask you now to cause your anointing to break and destroy any yokes of bondage, along with all the works of roots, fruits, chemicals, and leaves. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, my God, right now, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that in your soul it shall be no other way. We bless the name, God. We come against the spirit of destruction right now. We come against the spirit of death, premature to death right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in the ground all this will with us. Amen. We command every high and lofty thought, every imagination, every thought that exalts itself against you, Lord God, to come now right now to the obedience of the mind of Christ in us. We command these thoughts to cease their labors in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all be still. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14 and 14 to supply your anointing to the shore of all you, the evil punishes your chains, seven acres, hands of all evil worship. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We ask your Holy Spirit to convict us and reveal to us what you desire and need for us to be free of. We bring the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood covered in Psalm 91, and the healing womb of Gilead over, in, through, and about us. Our homes, our cars, lands, properties, vehicles, animals, workplaces, our finances, amen. And everywhere we stop and go today is a hedge of protection against the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask the Lord to bring the powerless and harmless the enemy can not hear us. come near us the rest of this day and into tomorrow. And so this prayer said again, amen. Lord, fill us with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Cause us and help us to think on the things that are good and pure and from above. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, in our faith. We thank you, oh God, that you have released your healing virtue on this side this morning. Your miracle virtue into our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, that you release your virtue, your miracle virtue, oh God. Your healing anointing, your miracle anointing into our bodies, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to make us whole again. Amen. Restore every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our bodies. Bring it everything in total alignment and complete alignment the way you created us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh brother, everybody, we are part of the blood of Jesus Christ over every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our bodies. Whether there's any sickness, disease, infection, viruses, abnormal cells, or radical cells, infirmity, or affliction of any kind, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh brother, what do we ask you to fill us right now with your Holy Spirit? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, everybody, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around us and those in our family and all that we love. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, El Shaddai. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. For you, Almighty God, we thank you. We decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Proverbs 1, I pray and pray that God forgives all our iniquities and heals all of our diseases. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Psalm 30 and 2 that says, Lord, it is written in your word that if we cry out to you, that you will heal us. Amen. We declare and declare Deuteronomy 7 and 15 this morning, Lord, it is written in your word that you will take away from us all the sickness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we decree and declare Isaiah 53 and 5 that by his stripes we are healed. We decree and declare Jeremiah 33 and 6 that you, Lord, will bring health and healing to our bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we decree and declare Isaiah 58 and 8 that says, Lord, your word says that our healing shall spring forth speedily. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we decree and declare Psalm 41 and 3. It is written in Psalm 41 and Heavenly Father that if we remember and bless the poor, that you will keep us alive and that you will arise, raise us up off our sick bed and heal our diseases. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we declare the call for the same thing to it. And Lord, you said that if we departed from evil, that we would have health to our flesh and strength to our bones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you, O God. We declare the God, Exodus 23 and 25 right now over. Lord, you said that if we serve you, you would take sickness away from us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the God, Psalm 30 and 2 that says, we cry out to you, O Lord, and you will heal us. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We declare Psalm 73, 4 through 5, that says, my body is healthy and strong and not plagued by human ills. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the path of his soul, hallelujah, that we're healed and delivered. According to Psalm 107 and 20, for it is written in Psalm 107 and 20 that you will send your word to heal us, and your word does not return void to you, O God, and that you will rescue us from the grave. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your word says, Father God, in Psalm 147 and 2, you will heal the broken heart and bind up our bones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the God, Jeremiah 33 and 6, Lord, you bring health and healing, and we will enjoy abundance, peace, and security. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, help us to receive it all today. We bless your name, Father God. We bless your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, oh God. Lord Jesus, it's written in John 14 and 14 that if we ask our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth to do anything, that he will do it. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to heal our bodies. Every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our body, and those in our family and loved ones that are needing healing as well. According to John 14, 14, to God be the glory. It is written in John 1, 5, 15, 7 through 8, that if your word abides in us, Lord Jesus, and we abide in you, we shall ask what we shall, it shall be done for us, so that your Father in heaven will be glorified. So we ask, Lord Jesus, because your word do abide in us, and we abide in you to heal our bodies of every disease, every infirmity, every inflammation, every affliction, every sickness of any kind, known or unknown to men, so that we can bear much fruit and be your disciple. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of God be the glory, and we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we can never be cursed, and all things are working for the together for the good of our lives. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you divinely intervened this morning and turned it all around for our good. We declare and declare that we're blessed and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. That we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs and wonders of your divine blessing and favor upon our life. Hallelujah, your mercy and your grace, oh God. Your peace, your joy, your protection. Hallelujah, your provision and God. spirits, and we thank you, Lord God, and we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ on all that we pray for on today, every family member and household, amen, every loved one and friend, and all members of the Gospel Public Ministries and guests, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, past, present, and future. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you both for being on this morning. Amen. At this time, if you have any comments or anything you'd like to say, please just say, I'll call your name. If not, just say amen. Mama, Sister Dillon, go ahead.
Thank you for the prayer. Always interceding for it. And may the Lord keep on using you, strengthening you, guiding you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we all have a blessed day today. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I receive it in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you so much. I thank God for you.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Minister Landry. Amen.
Amen. I receive the prayer. I receive it in Jesus' name. And
amen.
I would just like to say that we have to believe God's report, like you were saying yesterday. Not man's report, God's report.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Believe the report of the Lord. Believe the report. And I tell people all the time, because sometimes I think people think that all doctors have their best interest. And not all doctors have your best interest. And they say you have people in place and position in every area to try to, you know, kill, steal, and destroy us. And so we have to the report of the Lord, ask God, you know, where to go and what to do and when to do it. And so I just thank God for his report. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you
Amen.
All. You
Amen.
Are continuing to pray for me and my family. I'm praying for you and yours.
Amen.
And praying and trusting God for the turnaround for all of us and whatever situation
Amen.
We are facing, we'll be facing, that God will quickly intervene and turn it around for our good. And any curse of this, and I would turn it into a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
When the enemy set out for evil, God will turn it around for the good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You all have a blessed day. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live with the expectation that the King is coming and that your primary objective as a believer is to be a witness to every person that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let his name be glorified to the nations of the world. It's in Jesus' name that we pray that we are saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you both. You all have a blessed day, and the Lord have a blessed week. And we meet again.
Amen.
God bless you. I love you. And y'all have
amen.
A blessed one.
Amen.
Amen. Glory
amen.
To God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
me.
One time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
Better.